2006 is the year of Mozart. The composer was born 250 years ago, and numerous concerts, festivals, exhibitions and celebrations are due to kick off all around Europe, most notably in Salzburg, Vienna and Prague. Organisers here, in cooperation with the City Hall, Czech Radio and Czech TV, have put together an ambitious project including concerts, live broadcasts, films and exhibitions that will be held throughout the year. Jan Bellinger has details on Mozart Prague 2006.
You are the greatest composer known to me.
The character of Antonio Salieri there in Miloš Forman's seminal Amadeus. Talking, of course, about Mozart. In 2006, the name of one of Austria's most famous sons will be repeated here again and again. 250 years after the great composer's birth, Czechs, like their Austrian neighbors and many other Europeans, will have a unique opportunity to rediscover Mozart's work. The Austrian composer always had a special place in Czech hearts. I asked Roman Bielor, the director of the Prague Spring Music Festival and program director of Mozart Prague 2006, to explain Mozart's Prague mystique.
There's a list of things to be mentioned, but among them, the most important things are undoubtedly the fact that two Mozart operas were premiered in Prague at the end of the 18th century. And of course, the most famous of them is Don Giovanni, but very often even the Prague people are forgetting that there was the other one, the second premiere. It was La Clemenza di Tito. It was premiered here a few months before Mozart's death.
There was a little bit of a controversy now. You brought up the fact that you were asked by another journalist why Czechs were putting so much effort into celebrating an artist arguably not their own. Yet many Czechs do feel that Mozart has a special place in their history.
Undoubtedly, because Mozart was very warmly welcome here in Prague, and the tradition of his music in Prague is extremely strong. He was very successful here. When he died, there was a funeral celebration or commemorative mass here in Prague that was not comparable with what has happened at the time in Salzburg or Vienna. So we may say that we might be proud that Prague has accepted Mozart the other way than the others. And in fact, Prague is symbolizing also in larger measures Central European cultural space. And Mozart is its integral part. And we are happy to share the heritage of all these authors, like Viennese are sharing the heritage of Smetana, Dvořák, Janáček, and other really Czech or Moravian authors.
In his short-lived but brilliant career, Amadeus visited the Czech capital on three important occasions, and many sites connected to the composer will naturally figure strongly in Mozart Prague 2006. The famous Berchamka Villa, where his children played, as well as the Estates Theatre, where Don Giovanni was first performed.
Premiéra Dona Giovanniho se setkala s ohromným úspěchem.
The first concert in Prague is this week, and the list over the whole year is simply too long to even summarize. For that, visit the festival's website, mozartprague2006.com. That's all one word. One last project is certainly worth mentioning, though, the upcoming premiere of Martin Suchánek's Adieu Mozart, a documentary film written by Zdeněk Mahler based on Mozart's three visits, which, as far as I could tell from a short clip, bears a number of visual references to Forman's Amadeus. Mozart Prague 2006 director Jiří Hubač.
The original Amadeus was a film that had an enormous influence. Not everyone agrees on the believability of the story, but there's no question several generations were positively influenced to discover Mozart's music. The first few years afterwards, all recordings of Mozart were sold out. Adieu Mozart, written by Zdeněk Mahler, who also collaborated on the original Amadeus, bears some similarities, but essentially focuses on Mozart's time in Prague. So far, response has been good, and we hope the film will be a fitting brother to Forman's film.
The words of Jiří Hubáč, the director of Mozart Prague 2006, ending that report by Jan Bellinger.